Time now for the latest installment in our Farm to Fork series, when we head into the farms, fields, and markets in search of the best ingredients New England has to offer. Then Tremont 647 chef owner Andy Husbands heads into the kitchen to cook up a dish.
Is that radishes over there?
Really great for a salad.
Cooking really, I've been on high heat. I mean, this is from farm to the fork.
And today we're focusing on a food that says summer in New England. So I'm here in Hutchins Farm, in beautiful Hutchins Farm, I should say, in Concord. And Andy Husband's here. And Andy, tell us why you've brought us here.
We're here to have some wonderful corn. It is the season for corn, and I thought this was the perfect place to go.
Andy, I got to say, when it comes to corn in New England in August, it's absolutely my favorite thing in the world. So I'm glad that you came out here.
You know, for me, corn and tomatoes, New England, it's just an exciting time as a chef. So fresh, so vibrant. To me, it just screams summer.
And we're here with Brian Kramer, who's the manager of Hutchins Farm. And Brian, thanks for coming on Radio Boston and for welcoming us out here. So tell us what we're looking at. I mean, we're looking at your corn, but we're also looking at a lot of other beautiful stuff around
right
here.
Our farm is kind of a patchwork of things, and what we're looking at here are, you know, a last planting of tomatoes that is still quite small, and we're looking at, although we can only see one from here, we're looking at two plantings of corn. We actually transplant our corn, and
now say more about that. You transplant the corn because we're looking at corn, and you grow only organic, which it turns out is not a straightforward thing when it comes to corn.
No, there's a number of different difficulties, among them cold soils, limiting germination. Birds come and they enjoy to pull the seeds out of the ground as they're germinating. And control of weeds is always an issue on an organic farm. And growing transplants in the greenhouse provides us with answers to those three issues, because we're able to provide the heat that the seeds need to germinate. We can exclude the birds.
It sounds like a lot more work than is typically associated with growing corn.
It is a lot of work, but like you were talking about corn being this quintessential New England product, it's almost impossible to have a roadside farm stand anywhere in the Northeast and not have corn and not get pelted by rotten tomatoes by your customers.
You resisted growing corn for a while.
I did, because of the difficulties with production under organic. But since we've learned this system, it's worked quite well for us. So when I pull the corn down, it usually snaps off quite neatly. You open this up.
Beautiful. Pearl-like yellow and white kernels. It looks gorgeous.
And you can see how these aren't really filled out to the point where they're almost rectangular. They're still rounder. That is a sign of a younger corn, okay? This stuff is good enough to eat raw. In fact, when people shop for corn, I suggest that they go buy one ear and eat it right there, and they're going to know if it's good enough, if it's going to be, you know, disappointing or not, just on the basis of that. Because if it's not good enough to eat raw, it's not going to be good enough to eat cooked.
Do you have to pay for that one that you eat? Is that part of it, or is that like...
Yeah. But it's cheaper than buying a dozen, you know, really tough.
Right.
Brian, you said to try this raw.
Yeah.
And I got to say, it's amazing. It's just sweet and ready to eat. Why cook it at all?
We cook corn just to heat it up. We cook it for 20 seconds at my house.
Yeah, well, a lot of times we're just going to make corn salad, corn salsa, and not cook it at all. Just take it right off the cob. It's so delicious.
All right, so we've got an armful of beautifully fresh-picked corn. What's the plan now, Andy?
I'm going to do two things. I'm going to make roasted corn. Simply pan-roasted corn is one of my favorite ways to eat corn, with a little sea salt. And then we'll make a quick quesadilla and see how that works out.
Sounds great. Let's do it. All right, so here we are. Big cast iron frying pan. And Andy is frantically shucking corn. How does it look?
It looks awesome. I mean, just look how beautiful it is, that white and yellow right there.
I'm still impressed with how delicious it tasted in the field. I'm not sure why we need to do anything more with it.
A lot of times with chefs, you see them manipulating food and making corn foam or I don't know what with their corn. And honestly, sometimes let's let the farmer do the talking. I don't need to do much to, you know, change it. Just going to try to enhance it a little bit, I think, is what I'm going to do. What I like to do is just leave it raw as is, and we'll take it off the cob. What I've done is I've put a little bit of extra virgin olive oil in my cast iron pan. Here we go. We're going to add the corn into the pan. See what's happening here. See that brown?
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
So it's really just caramelizing up. I'm going to add a little bit more oil.
Smells so good. And they're beginning to jump around a little bit.
Yeah, they're dancing a little bit. And all I'm doing right now is so similar to caramelized onions. We're just really adding a little bit more sweetness to it. Not that this needs any more sweetness. I don't really have to cook this that much because we know it's tasty as is. So I'm just trying to get a little bit of color on it, like so, and we're done.
So it's a beautiful portion of singed corn, glistening with the olive oil.
Yeah, we like the word caramelized. Singed kind of refers to hair maybe sometimes, and I don't know if I'm going to put singed corn on my menu, but maybe now I will. Maybe
yeah, you should try thing. It. I don't know. You might be surprised. I know they use the word drizzle a lot. I'm not sure what's wrong with the word singed, but I hear what you're saying.
So I have some Maldon sea salt, light, flaky sea salt. That salt and sweet combination is fantastic.
Oh, it's so good.
Right?
It's so good. It's every bit as good as it was out in the field, but like, as you say, with the nice enhancement of the salt and the oil, and it's really, really good.
We have sweet, we have salty. We're going to add a little sour to it, a little bit of fresh lime. So now we're going to make quesadillas. These are about 5-inch flour tortillas, but you can make bigger ones, smaller ones. So I have a little bit of Vermont cheddar here. If you want, and you happen to have a little goat cheese at home, that's great. Queso fresco, fantastic.
So you're spreading the corn right on the cheese.
Right on top of the cheese. I'm going to use a little bit of cilantro, and then I'm going to put it right in the pan. It's just similar to making a grilled cheese sandwich. It's going to take about 2 to 3 minutes per side, depending on how hot your pan is. You want it kind of a medium heat. And we're going to toast until it's golden brown. I brought a little bit of salsa roja that I'm going to set aside here. It means red sauce, right?
This looks beautiful, and it's done. So Tell us what we're looking at. It's so,
so
pretty.
So we have our caramelized corn quesadilla with a little bit of Vermont cheddar, cilantro, and a little bit of salsa roja. And, I suggest you try it without the salsa first, just to kind of get the flavor.
So good. So simple, so fresh, so bright. It's really good.
This is a good kid snack. This is a good midday kid snack for your kids. Healthy, fresh, local.
There is pictures of this dish on our website at radioboston.org, and it's so pretty, Andy, I've got to say.
Thank you.
So Andy Husbands, Brian Kramer. Andy, thanks for this delicious corn summer treat. And Brian, thank you for your hospitality out here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And along with those photographs, you can find a recipe for Andy's caramelized corn quesadilla with Vermont cheddar and red sauce at radioboston.org.
Wow, what a great way to end the week. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.